At their January 5th regular meeting, the Pocahontas County Commissioners revealed that Pocahontas Memorial Hospital has been approved for a $5.7 million rural development renovation loan by the Department of Agriculture. The approval came just before Christmas. In another significant action at this meeting, Commissioner Walt Helmick was selected by his fellow commissioners to be commission president for the upcoming year. The commissioners also updated their assignments to participate in commission boards, with most of the former commissioner David McLaughlin's assignments going to new commissioner John Rubinsky. This was also Rubinsky's first meeting, having been elected in last November's general election. New county prosecutor Terry Helmick Workman addressed the commissioners, saying that she would be there to assist them whenever needed. New assessor Johnny Pritt also addressed the commissioners, stating that he was looking forward to performing his new duties. Jason Bosserman delivered the annual update of the county's Historic Landmarks Commission. Bosserman said the commission had replaced two furnaces at the Opera House this year at a cost of $5,000 each, and anticipates that two other similar furnaces may also need to be replaced in the near future. He said that there are two immediate repairs needed. First, the floor of the log cabin in Marlinton suffered water damage. He said that this damage was increased because there was no proper subfloor in the cabin, only particle board, which has been ruined by the water. Bosserman said their second immediate need is to replace water damage to windowsills and other drainage problems at the Opera House. He said they need to build a canopy along the side of the Opera House facing Discovery Junction to prevent some future water damage from roof runoff. He said rain guttering will not work because the steep roof would shed heavy snow, which will likely slide down and tear off any guttering. There was also a need to install expensive drainage along the outside of the Opera House to divert water to keep it from entering the building and sending it into the city drains instead. Tim Wade and Laura Dean Bennett of Huntersville Historic Traditions discussed the possible renovation of the former Courthouse County Clerk's Office located in Huntersville near the old jailhouse. That courthouse and clerk's office were built in 1822 when Huntersville was the county seat of Pocahontas County. On December 15, 2020, Huntersville Historic Traditions, which recently became the owner of the former county clerk building, invited historic preservation consultant Michael Giolius and civil engineer Barry Dixon to examine the building. They issued a report saying it is feasible to restore the building and that it would cost about $30,000 to $35,000 to do so. Wade said that the ultimate goal is to have the clerk's office, the school, the jail, and the Revolutionary War Cemetery, which are all located in the Huntersville area, placed on the National Registry of Historic Places. Also at the meeting, the commissioners appointed the mayors of Marlinton, Durbin, and Hillsborough to 3-year terms on the Local Emergency Planning Committee, and also appointed Heather Nye Day of Allegheny Mountain Radio, Leisha Cassell Barlow of the Frank Durbin Volunteer Fire Company, Mike Holstein of the Green Bank Observatory, and community representative John Lazorek to 2-year terms on the Local Emergency Planning Committee. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.